So this is Christmas.
Yes, right. Well, it's Christmas movie time, but it ain't Christmas yet. We don't get to that.
You're one. A movie. A
good damn one. Right I am. Don't forget that you're a movie too.
Yeah. I haven't seen your bitch ass.
You're I haven't movie. Seen your bitch ass too. That's right. Because one day I wanted to go meet this motherfucker, see him where he at, but I couldn't see him because there ain't no damn parking in this bitch ass town. I wanted to walk outside, knock on his door, it is your fault. It's always your fault. I got to park where fucking Scar fought Mufasa and shit. I got to go fucking park where fucking Goku fought Vegeta the first time. I got to go knock on the door, put something under the table, and tell him to open the door because here comes the Bidoo-Doo. And
Jesus Christ, you like went all in a circle.
It's been a while.
It has. That was a good one. He just went all over the goddamn place with that shit.
Damn right. Yeah, that's what happens when you try to visit our boy Al Tyron Robinson.
Oh, man.
Better take an Uber there. You never seen this nigga at all.
Ever again.
People that take Ubers come to see me, they leave happy.
Yeah.
That's great.
And people that drive there get mad as fuck when they can't get.
That is true. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I'll tell you right now, some hookups I'll be getting, they're like, so where do I park? I was like, you park over there. They're like, there's no parking.
I gotta go park at Harrison train station to come see this nigga.
No, you don't. My God. No,
you fuck. Hi, Echo.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
It's been a while, guys.
It's been a while. Well, I mean, we were here last. No, we weren't here last weekend. We were here the weekend before that.
Yeah, we were.
Right?
Damn, yes. Black Seas are frozen like a 95 anti-drug commercial.
Oh, he really is.
He's like, I'm serious about saying no to drugs.
I mean, his birthday gift should have been a whole new laptop.
I'm serious about saying no to drugs.
You gotta do the lean. Because he's the one to think of. It's 2022.
Well, there we go. All right, I'll give him a minute. I'll have him come back.
Yeah, I know. A couple All episodes right. gone by, and I still ain't shit. Welcome to real life.
Well, thank you guys for coming to True Story Bro Live. We are the boys here, and we're here to talk about Christmas movies. All types of Christmas movies, even movies that people don't think are Christmas movies. But they are. So fuck you guys, whoever think that it's not.
God, anyway. God.
Am I lying?
You said I'm full of shit.
Damn.
That's it. Are you okay over there?
He high as fuck. Look, one eye is bigger than the other. What?
I'm reading my list. You know what I'm saying? I'm reading. What's up?
Yeah. All right. So.
That nigga look like Brock from Pokemon. Yeah, his eyes hasn't opened since the first episode.
Oh shit!
Wait a minute. Did y'all realize that? I think was did they say Brock is gay now or some shit like that?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I was like, what?
There he goes.
Black Caesar.
How you doing, bro?
How you doing? Slow motion. Slow motion for you.
Yeah, it's happening again. Yeah, look at that, Bo.
Perfect pose, and then he's gone.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
We'll leave it. You know what? Just leave it like that.
Fine. You know, I'll leave it like that. That's fine.
That's a good pose. Just pull up the next pose.
Wait, hold on.
You didn't land on True Story, bro. True story, bro. Landed on us.
That's Malcolm X, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
Fuck! There you go. Oh, shit.
Black season.
I don't think.
He is. He's moving. He's moving slow. And he's froze.
Just go.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, before we get on to, of course, our segment of Is It a Christmas Movie? Our friends over here in True Story Bro have gotten their list best and worst Christmas movies that they do somewhere. and they are going to share these best and worst with all of us, including myself, because I want to hear a lot of these. So, gentlemen, let's start with the top tier of best Christmas movies first. Your list of three. We're going to start with Sir Wednesday.
Best had to be, like, one of my favorites is Scrooge.
Scrooge. Which one? Just original Scrooge?
No, the one with Bill Murray.
That's the only one that there is. Not a Christmas Carol, but Scrooged.
Oh, specifically. Okay. I was trying to figure out which one.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Die Hard. And I know people are up in arms. Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. You know what? Let me save my rant and put it in my pocket for next time. I'll see you niggas later. To be continued.
Okay. Let's see. Best Christmas movies. Man Has No Nickname. Let's go. Or Slational Richie. Sorry.
You know what's weird?
It's Slyno.
You know what's weird? Every time Man Has No Nickname says something, I always feel like he's going to say, yo, suck my dick.
He probably will.
like it's coming soon. Like
it's just, yeah, you know, that's my
thing. Slyno Richie. That's cute.
All right. So I got Elf. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Okay.
Obviously, the classic Miracle on 34th Street.
All right.
And Home Alone.
Can't go wrong with Home Alone.
Which one?
Home Alone. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Home Alone.
any of them, really, to be honest with you.
Even the third one?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Which one?
You fucks with the third one? Yeah. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
This is coming from the dude that likes Double Dragon. Just saying.
Okay.
It's not that bad though.
It's really not as bad as Double Dragon. No, it's not. I'd rather watch that third movie instead of Double Dragon. I'm sorry.
Nah, fuck that. The only thing enjoyable about that third movie was the fact that, and I think it's the same thing with Double Dragon. There was a decent looking female in a tight outfit, and I watched. Other than that, the movie was ridiculous.
All right, Roundhouse.
So,
3, not 9.
So, one of my favorites is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Hell yeah, that's on my list. God damn it! Now I gotta choose something else.
that's my favorite, bro. I can sit there and fucking watch it and just fucking ball the fuck out.
You know, that's Johanna's favorite movie to watch. Like, it gets her in the Christmas spirit immediately.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm cursing out. I want to curse people out too. Like when I get frustrated,
What happens to her. She goes all out. She gets the tree. We have to go down and like chop our own tree and shit like that. It's crazy. And she eventually becomes getting her Griswold on, getting all angry and shit. But she probably might run in here and be like, "Look, give me a look."
Yeah, but National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is fucking
great movie.
Just Classic Chevy Chase. I'm sorry.
But, classic Chevy
Chase. You're doing one, right?
No.
Three.
Oh, three. Okay. Damn.
That got dethroned by a Jingle All the Way, even though I still love it.
But yeah, it's Liam now.
What's up? It's Liam. What's up, Liam? We're talking about Christmas movies.
Bad and worst ones. Well, bad and worst ones. Best and worst ones. That's what we're doing right now.
You know what movie I was thinking about?
Nope.
I was thinking about Arnold in but it wasn't Christmas. It was I was thinking of End of Days, but it wasn't Christmas.
Oh my god.
So Jingle All the Way is another one for me. Love that fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it is.
What was the other one?
Shout out to Sinbad. Hope he feels better.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw that picture. That I almost broke down. What was it? Die Hard, definitely. Even though I think that's one of the things where it's like it's Christmas movies, not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but still, yeah. It's Christmas.
Yeah, Home Alone. Everybody else. Home Alone too. So, okay. Look at Liam. Liam posted up there. I would say my favorite is Home Alone, Polar Express, Elf, Jingle All the Way.
My brother likes Polar Express. That's nice. Yeah.
No shit, because there's trains. Anything with a train in plane. It. This nigga must love John Candy movies. Trains and automobiles.
Wait. Batman Returns. There we go.
Damn, took another one from my fucking list. Motherfucker, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you know why I like it so much.
Though. Yeah. When what's-name starts counting her fucking lives at the end and shit. Yes.
Even just her standing there, she was like, is this go easy on me? It's my first time. And then she just tick, tack. Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, love. Michelle Pfeiffer really just Catwoman. Just, oh. But Danny DeVito's Penguin was really good, too.
He was.
And they had Christopher Walken in that movie, for Christ's sake. He's like,
Danny DeVito movie is on my worst list.
My least favorite are The Nutcracker, The Grinch Animated, and Noel and Jingle Jangle. Noel? Oh, Noel. That's the one with what's her face in it, isn't it? What's that bitch's name? Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick. There you go.
Okay.
Wait, would you just give us your worst without giving us your best?
No. It's Liam now. He did.
Yeah, oh, Liam.
I didn't give the worst yet. I didn't give the worst.
We'll get to that.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Okay, so Batman Returns. Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
It's funny because a lot of people are going to be like, these motherfuckers don't know Christmas movies. And A Christmas Story.
That is true.
Oh, Ralphie?
Yes.
Did you see the movie? Okay, it was good.
It was really good.
I was worried, but from y'all giving me his thumbs up. Nah, that shit is good.
And it brings back memories of like the old movie. And everything comes in full circle. It's so good.
It was good.
So. Wait, you count some of those as Christmas movies? You will get to that point. We'll get to the point of why. Don't worry, Liam. There's a ground, Monty.
That's right. All will be explained in due time. All
right, so worst movies. I am going to... Oh, shit. Thanks, Liam, for the follow. All right. So worst movies. We're gonna start with Mr. Richie himself. I can't do it without laughing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
Alright, so I have Deck the Halls.
Oh god, I fucking hate that movie.
Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito.
What was Deck the Halls again?
With Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't remember that at all.
Matthew Broderick was Mr. Christmas in his town, and Danny DeVito just moved in like a couple, like overnight or some shit like that. And he starts one-upping Matthew Broderick, like the whole
fucking movie. That sounds familiar.
Mm.
Then I have Christmas with the Cranks.
God damn it.
It's like every other fucking movie with like a million people living in one fucking house, and then add Tim fucking Allen, and you're just like, why am I watching this?
A large electric bill.
And oh, then my last movie here, and it hit me while I was like going over some movies, and I was like, wait a minute, wasn't this in the movie? This movie is Santa with Muscles.
Wait, what?
Wait. You better not be talking about Violent Night.
No. Santa with Muscles?
Yes. It was a movie where Hulk Hogan played.
No. Oh, my God.
Nah, bro. I can't
with you right now.
Bro. Nigga, I'd rather watch the whole series of Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise. Nah, fuck that, yo.
Oh, my God.
Worst movie. Oh, shit. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, some of them.
You know what? Every Hallmark movie sucks. Okay? Yeah,
it's called predictable, but they're not Mar Vista movies.
True.
You ever see a Mar Vista movie?
No.
Watch the trailer. You'll see a Mar Vista movie. They give away the whole movie in the trailer. The worst shit ever. It's like, why do I even watch the movie? This is garbage. You know what? I forgot one on my list. That's a good one. I don't even know why I used to watch this religiously.
But you did your three.
Yeah, no, I feel like an asshole.
Okay, honorable mention. Go ahead.
Ernest Saves Christmas. I'm an asshole.
That's right.
I'm an asshole.
Ernest Saves Christmas. That's a good one.
You know what I mean, bro? You know what I mean?
Okay, so those are your three? Your three worst? I'm talking to the one who gave his three worst.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's three, right? Shit, that's my worst.
All right. So, Sir Wednesday, your three worst. Go.
Oh, my three worst. Let's see. What's the three? Gremlins 2.
Wait. You said Gremlins 2?
Yeah,
Gremlins
2.
He said Hallmark movies are made in 15 days and cost $1 million to make. That sounds accurate.
Yeah, it's very accurate, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see. I'd say Family Man. That's a piece of shit.
Oh.
That's Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yep.
Of course, Nicolas Cage.
It was a good movie. That was done by somebody else, and then they put Nicolas Cage in it, and I was not a fan of that. Let's see, what's another terrible movie? Shit, what is another time? I don't know. You know what? It was a terrible Christmas movie because I had high hopes for it. It's actually a horror movie, but it actually didn't do shit for me. It was Krampus.
Okay, so you can count that.
That was pretty trash. That was pretty trash.
We actually reviewed that on Saturday Night Nightmare. It was trash.
Were the garbage men involved?
Yeah.
To throw out that trash. Garbage.
All right, so those are your three?
Yeah, that's it for me.
All righty.
Here he goes to save the day.
Well, we'll go with Roundhouse, and then we're gonna hit Black Caesar with both of them.
So,
okay.
One of the movies...
Come on, bro.
I don't want to say it because this person recently died, but look who's talking now.
Christy Alley.
That was a Christmas movie.
Gotcha.
Damn, see? All these things coming out. I didn't even know. I forgot. I haven't watched that movie in like fucking years. That's why.
I was going to say that after you mentioned Sinbad.
Another one that I'm really, damn, another person that died too. And it was a bad Christmas movie. Surviving Christmas.
Surviving Christmas. How does that sound?
That's Ben Affleck and James Gandolfini. So bad.
It's not really bad, but it was bad.
So bad. Yeah. And here's one. The last one. Kirk Cameron's Save the
Christmas. I was just looking at it too.
Fuck boy.
Wait. That ain't it, dog. That ain't it.
I'm not feeling your energy, dog.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
One thing I want to mention though, just one thing before we continue. There's some honorable mentions for a good Christmas movie. Just some good ones.
Okay.
Adam Sandler's animated movie.
Eight Crazy Nights.
And not for nothing, I forgot about this one too. The Night Before. Like, how the fuck did I forget about that one?
The Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
No, The Night Before with Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie, and Josh Gordon-Levitt.
I put Nightmare Before Christmas up there too as an honorable mention of a good Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. But that's also, I mean, I can also, like, a lot of people actually fight over whether that's a Christmas movie or not, even though it says it in the title.
It's both.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's both.
Like, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie?
It's both.
Both of them.
Both
of them. Not B-O-T-E.
It's both of them.
F. Both.
Both.
Sorry. B-O-A-F. I apologize for my bad spelling.
All right. So, wait, you didn't even finish your bad movies. I only did two.
No, I did three.
You did?
Yeah. Surviving Christmas. Yeah, I did three.
Surviving Christmas. Oh, yeah. Surviving Christmas, Saving Christmas, and...
Yeah, Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas. That was... Oof, God.
Oh, God. Lord, damn it.
Anyway, and... yeah. Hold on.
And what?
All right. Surviving Christmas, Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas, and... what was the other one? I forgot it.
See, you didn't.
Don't even matter because it's just like, fuck this movie.
All right. So,
let's give it to Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar. Black Caesar.
Yes.
Let's start with your worst Christmas movies, three of them.
Oh, damn. I still wanted to get into the positive, but we can do the negative first. That's cool. What was it? The Santa Claus? I didn't give a damn about that. With Tim Allen. Didn't care.
Okay.
Was that Tim Allen? Or
yeah.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. Didn't care for it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was trash.
Hated it.
And of course, Home Alone. Word. Home Alone 3, waste of life, waste of time. Should have just left it at 2.
See, told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Home Alone 3 was shit. And the last one, I guess, Fred Claus, Vince Vaughn?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
I tried to wipe that from my memory. Thank you for bringing that back up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Fred Claus, that was on my list, too.
That was trash, bro.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, those are your three worst. So what's your three best?
Yeah. Easy. I gotta put Die Hard as number one in case any of y'all said that already.
Oh, everybody said it, but you can still do it.
That's my numeral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. All right. Die Hard's not number one. Sorry, it's you know, that's embedded in my memory. Love it. Number two is the first Home Alone. You know, that's another personalhood, you know, Xmas one. And as you mentioned before, A Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right. So let's sweet. Nice.
Give the governor harumph. Harumph.
Harumph.
Harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Watch harumph. Harumph. All right. So I'm gonna say Fred Claus because that shit was awful. A Madea Christmas. That shit was garbage.
Bro.
And four Christmases. That shit was garbage too.
Oh, I saw that too. But yeah, that isn't garbage now.
That ain't it, dog.
Wait a minute. There was a Home Alone 4?
Yes, yeah. It was. And again,
what the fuck?
That ain't it, dog. That ain't it.
It was only a TV movie though, but it was a movie nonetheless.
Yeah. There was six Home Alone. Oh my god! Shoot me now. Jeez.
Was the last one called "I Don't Want to Be Home"?
Or maybe I'd rather be alone.
Exactly.
All right. Before we start our next segment, a word from our sponsors, Cedric.
If you love a thirst-quenching beverage from any kind or even at the comfort of your own home, feel free to go to www.drinkwildbills.com and use that promo code TrueStoryBro for 10, not 5, 10% off from your homies. Delicious flavors of all sizes. They even have hot sauces, cubs, mugs. Beverages, go to any kind. You get pay that entry fee, pay that fee for that golden mug, that copper mug, that silver mug, whatever color mug you got. You go over there and you can get a refill at any kind where True Story Bro will be or where Wild Bills will be, and you can drink up because it's delicious and I'm tired. Drink Wild Bill soda.
This motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
No bull, just bills. Enjoy.
And also, if you guys are looking for some cool stuff with our faces on it, please go to our merch store, which is truestorybro.shop, where we have everything from zip-up hoodies, pullover hoodies, t-shirts. We have mugs. We have phone cases, all that good stuff. Just go to truestorybro.shop and you'll find us there. And you can wear us everywhere. So, on to the next segment, which is it a Christmas movie?
Ooh.
Well, you know what?
Shut your face, nigga.
You know what? Just like the old saying goes, when your bank says no,
champion says yes.
look at his motherfuckers holding his face. He's like, these motherfuckers.
Okay. All right. So, let's go.
Thank you for subbing, Liam. Thank you for subbing.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Liam. We appreciate you greatly.
All right, so the first movie is You've Got Mail.
Wait, hold up. Hold up.
Oh, so you have a list already? I thought we were just going to shoot out movies.
Oh, nah, bro. I got a list that's going to just fuck with everybody. It's a list I found.
I don't even remember that being having any Christmas related anything.
Yeah, was there? What, You Got Mail? How is that a Christmas movie?
All right, so it basically says that there was Christmas more than shopping for gifts. So basically there's a lot of Christmas in the background with certain scenes, and there were the night where Tom Hanks goes when he's writing the email. When what's-her-name's writing an email to Tom Hanks, She says it's such a sad song and not really about Christmas at all, but it's thinking about, hey, what happened? Oh, but thinking about it tonight is as she whatchamacallit, decorates her Christmas tree. So there is a scene within the movie. There is a few scenes within the movie where it takes place during Christmas. So here's my question. This is why I'm doing it. Here's my question. Is it a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
All I gotta say is this. In fucking The Outsiders, motherfuckers was in street fights, but it wasn't fucking Street Fighter. That was it. Fuck out of here. There was
no- it's not a Christmas movie. Not all right. Movie. So that is out of the question.
That's some baby back bullshit.
Next one. Iron Man 3. Is it a Christmas movie?
There's Christmas in the background again.
Fuck that. No, but majority of it did take place during the holiday of during the December holiday.
I mean, you couldn't know because it was fucking LA, but you know.
I mean, but remember also where the kid was too, where he met that one kid, which was, I don't know where the fuck he met that kid.
Yeah, it was someplace cool.
Liam says no. Iron Man 3 is nothing.
I agree.
Oh, shit. I love Iron Man 3. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Just like I like Rocky 5.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Not better than 4, of course not.
But, so if you think about it, like Iron Man 3 kind of has that whole like Tony Stark is kind of like that Ebenezer Scrooge type thing during this movie where
Who? Say it again.
Ebenezer Scrooge. I said it right. Shut up.
That's why
I did. But supposedly he's like an Ebenezer Scrooge in this. I said it right, nigga. Shut up.
I know, but
you let him finish. Damn.
Where basically he fucking just hates everything about what's going on with Christmas and with his technology and all this other shit. So for anybody who's seen Iron Man 3, everyone here has seen it. Don't even shake your head. From what you've seen, would you call it a Christmas movie?
Not at all.
It doesn't feel Christmassy. Like there's movies that like you know is around Christmas time or whatever, and the atmosphere you can tell is Christmas. There's nothing in there that I feel put like I even when you said that, like I realize a few points of it, but the whole movie doesn't make it feel like it's a Christmas movie.
Okay. What about you, Renhouse?
Iron Man 3? Yeah. The thing is that...
I'm sorry. Liam, there are a lot of movies on this list that are during Christmas. Just because it's not on Christmas doesn't mean it can't be a Christmas movie.
Okay, so here's the thing with Iron Man 3. Like, I guess the whole deal of Christmas didn't happen until he was in...
Okay.
That place, right? Because when you're in LA, you can't really tell too much.
Right.
So it wasn't really like, oh, it's Christmas. No, he was, you know, someplace where you actually kind of felt like there was some type of Christmas.
No, I got you. Okay. Black Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess you can
Iron Man 3
Christmas movie. Christmas or not. Gave us a present.
Yeah.
It just gave us a present that we didn't want. So there.
I didn't ask for
that. Oh, the Mandarin.
Well done. You got the inflection just right.
Yeah,
for real. And man has no nickname. You say nah, right?
Nah.
Okay. All right,
I still haven't seen that movie, fuckers.
What movie?
Black Panther.
The Black Panther.
Oh, you still haven't seen it?
You still haven't seen it. So, Ron, yeah, silence, you bald-headed demon.
You bald-headed demon.
So, okay. I got a movie.
Hold on, hold on. I got a list still, man. Yeah, wait. It's probably on your thing. On this list right here.
Let's go around, though. Since I'm pretty sure we all got a movie, let's go around. You got a whole list.
I have a list. I said this already. If you pay attention, yes, I have a list, and I shortened it. Hold on. Don't worry.
Keep going.
Okay.
Be happy.
I gotta do this shit.
Of course.
I gotta do this shit.
The ever famous Die Hard. Is it a Christmas movie?
Absolutely.
Yes, because Bruce Willis is wrong.
Despite what Bruce Willis said, yeah, he is wrong. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got an entire movie happening on Christmas Eve. Wait, Die Hard. The entire movie happens on Christmas Eve. He goes to a Christmas party that he's invited to. Every little thing that he does jokingly has a fucking Christmas pun in it. And then, you know, he's talking to everybody. Everybody's all like, Merry Christmas and all this other shit on the thing. They're playing all these Christmas songs. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. You can't get any more Christmas than that. And then he even fit him with a fucking Santa outfit. I mean, a Santa hat.
And he used wrapping paper to.
And he used wrapping paper to hide the gun. Come on now. Yeah, anybody who says differently can go.
It's very decorative. You want
to hit a nail in the coffin? You want to hit a nail? What?
I want this. Go ahead.
I want this put to bed.
They can jump off like the
Goku. Exactly. It's a fucking what you got? I want to just put to bed like Superman and Goku. This needs to die. It's over. We already know the truth. If motherfucking Home Alone is a Christmas movie, then Die Hard's definitely a Christmas movie. Cause Die Hard is Home Alone with guns. These are the movies that niggas die and
fall. Oh shit! You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. It is Home Alone with guns.
He's testing niggas up. They trying to do some dirt, and he puts them in the ground.
Exactly.
He doesn't send them to the hospital.
Accurate, man.
He doesn't hit them with the frying pan. He fucking kills these niggas. Home Alone is Kid Die Hard, and Die Hard is adult Home Alone. So if one exists, the other has to. Case point and period. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
All right.
I mean, okay. Right. So, yeah. So everybody agrees it is a Christmas movie. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Christmas movie.
That's a Christmas movie, hands down.
That's a real Christmas movie.
Okay. All right. Now you see how I'm just breezing by my list real quick, right? You'll get to your turn. Mm. Even though, why do people call this movie one of the worst Christmas movies of all time?
I don't know. That shit is great.
What, Gremlins?
Gremlins?
Yeah.
Because there's monsters.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where there should be Christmas.
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's it.
Edward Scissorhands. Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes.
I don't know.
Why?
But here's the reason why.
Yeah, I'm asking why.
I believe in that movie they go through a bunch of seasons.
Liam says no.
But that's the problem. They go through a whole bunch of seasons. If it's a Christmas movie, it should focus on Christmas. Freaking what's the name?
Because they end the whole movie on 365
days.
Yeah, they end the whole movie on Christmas though. Or
it's a seasonal movie.
Yeah, it is half Christmas.
Or last minute Christmas.
It is half Christmas if you think about it. Yeah. So is it a Christmas movie, guys?
It's half.
Half. All right, I'll go with no.
No? Okay. It's either yes or no. There's no half. We ain't going down the middle.
The only thing that ever has a half is A Nightmare Before Christmas. That's the only
true. That is the only movie because it is distinction between Christmas and Halloween.
It was both.
Yep, and it was both. Yep. Okay. A Long Kiss Goodnight.
Definitely Christmas. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't remember that movie.
With Gina Davis and Samuel Jackson?
You know what it is? I watched it, but it was one of those movies that you watch out of order. I never saw it in its entirety. It was like when I used to watch Rocky Five. I would always come back at the same time all the time on TBS, and I would always miss what happened.
With A Long Kiss Goodnight, the whole movie takes place around Christmas time.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's a Christmas movie.
The car accident happens during Christmas time. There's like a Christmas parade going on that. Where a chemical bombing happened and they blame it on Islamic terrorists.
Don't they always?
So, yeah, there was a lot of Christmas stuff in this movie, though. Okay. So, with that said, is this a Christmas movie?
Everybody's seen it in society. Yeah. I don't know. I would have to watch it again just to be like, all right, yeah. I don't know.
See, this list makes you think. I'm telling you. All right, I'm like skipping all the bullshit ones because those are too obscure. Why is Babe on here?
That'll do, Pig.
That'll do.
Nope, not that one. Okay. Batman Returns. Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a freaking movie.
Yeah.
My man killed Michelle Pfeiffer because he didn't want to give it a bonus.
Oh, shit.
It's like, I found these papers about Christmas bonus. What Christmas bonus?
if you really want to think it there, Tim Burton movies are Christmas movies.
All of them?
You know what? You're right. That is a Christmas
thing. Edward Scissorhands, fucking
Adam's Family 2, right? Or Adam's Family 1.
Was he? Did he do anything in the Adam's Family? Hell. I don't remember.
Adam's Family.
No, he didn't. No.
What Christmas movie had Liam Neeson in it?
What?
What's the name of the Christmas movie that had Liam Neeson in it?
It's called Merry Christmas, Nick.
Oh, Love Actually.
Love Actually, yeah. Love
what? Actually. Was he in that?
You know what he that was? He was a dad in Love Actually.
Yep,
and that is one of my favorite Christmas movies as well. That is an honorable mention.
Yeah. Man, get the fuck out of here. Steel Magnolias is not a Christmas movie. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes, that was
a
Christmas movie. Yes, Christmas movie. It even came out around
Christmas. I haven't
seen
it, but I'll just say yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even saying this one because it's definitely a Christmas movie. I don't know why this wasn't. Oh, honorable mention. Just because I see it now for a good Christmas movie, Trading Places.
Yeah, I knew it. Yes. I freaking knew it. And yes,
fuck yeah.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Seriously? Rocky IV. Is it a Christmas movie?
Fuck you. Not at all.
Can we take Coming to America as a Christmas movie?
Not at all.
No.
That's the one where he fought
Ivan Drago. Yeah.
So they're saying just because the motherfuckers went to Moscow that
Christmas
movie? Sense. Fuck out of here.
And Rocky wished his son a Merry Christmas.
Wait, this
is the problem that I'm having. If it has different seasons, just because niggas see Christmas as a Christmas music, fuck out of here. Then that means any nigga that comes out with a gun is a Western. Something like that.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Reindeer Games. Is it a Christmas movie?
Do they even have any fucking reindeers in that movie?
No.
No, but they were desperate criminals who robbed a casino dressed up as Santa Claus.
And it was Christmas time, right?
It was around Christmas time.
I saw you good. That's a Christmas. Yeah, you're
good. Oh. How much time did it take for it to get to Christmas? I don't want to hear no 365 days. If I hear that shit, that's bullshit. All right. You know that's bullshit.
Lethal Weapon.
We already know that is. Moving on.
I know. I was just.
You know what?
You still. There's people who still argue about it. A lot of people argue about this. Sir Wednesday, tell us.
It's not as clear cut as Die Hard. The niggas. Are good. How many fucking days passed before these motherfuckers? Because think about it. They first got introduced to each other. They hated each other. Then they had their bonding moment. You telling me that took 2 weeks?
No. This whole movie, I think, takes place in like 3 weeks.
Die Hard. No.
Die Hard took place in one night, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
But it took place during the Christmas season ish. And then the last episode, the end of the movie was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because they fought on snow, cold ass snow.
And it was they did, and it was L.A. And when does L.A. get snow?
That's how you know this answer is bullshit. It's like blue chips. This is culturally biased.
Wait. Oh shit! Look at this.
Oh yeah, it wasn't made in one night, but all the shit happened in one night.
In one night.
All right.
Oh my god!
Eight crazy nights.
This is terrible and stupid. And why?
Tell me.
It's a Chuck Norris movie.
Nope.
Okay. Invasion USA.
Yes, Invasion USA.
Chuck Norris battles Latin America gorillas attacking Christmas shoppers in Florida. In Florida.
Nigga, I don't care if you're a McGill gorilla. This is some bullshit.
And then Chuck Norris kills the leader with a handheld rocket launcher and says Merry Christmas before he kills him. So is it a Christmas movie?
Yes.
I'm not even
That is straight up a Christmas movie. He's killing Christmas shoppers, which means this happens close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Once again, proximity doesn't make it the fucking thing that it is.
It could not be, but see, come on, man.
How many days we talking?
Well, you got to think about it. This is Florida.
It's probably a couple days.
It's probably the week of Christmas.
We'll see. I got to look at the synopsis.
We're really thinking about this shit.
That shit sounded like some bullshit to me.
Hey, what's this?
Wow.
Huh. Never knew that.
Good to know.
All right, so let's see. I think I got one more.
Give me one more.
Hey, one more.
Thank you.
LA Confidential.
Suck my dick. Throw this list in the garbage.
Hold on.
Throw it in the fires of mortar. Fuck.
Oh, wait. No, wait. Yeah. No. So, because supposedly this thing had a thing called the Bloody Christmas, which is basically drunk cops beating up a bunch of prisoners during a Christmas party. So. And if you think about it, usually Christmas parties happen either the week of or the week before Christmas.
That's like beating up a couple of cosplayers that say it's Halloween. Fuck out of here.
I mean, every day is Halloween.
Shit is bullshit.
So just go ahead. Just answer it. I don't know. There's a bunch of other shit on here that's just I just didn't want to talk about because it was like, why? They got like The Thin Man, which is like a fucking black and white movie. The Apartment, another black and white movie. They got 3 Days of the Condor with fucking, what's his name? Robert Redford in it. They got Meet Me in St. Louis, another black and white movie. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Holiday Inn.
As much as I like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, it's not.
Little Women.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Steel Magnolias. I was like, what? Now you're just pulling strings.
No, they're jerking chains. It's bullshit. It's a totally different offense.
Liam, I did see that. I thought that was really funny. The Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
See, now that was a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah. All right, so Brown House, you had some that you wanted to share.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, but Mean Girls. Is it a Christmas
movie? Fuck you. No, get out of here.
No.
Not at all.
No.
It's Christmas in one part. It's the same thing. She came in through the semester, and then some shit went through. No, it's not the same. Okay. It is not the same.
It is not the same. Okay, really? Okay. Here's another one. Frozen. Really,
Frozen?
Did bro. It was just done in winter, bro. That's nothing Christmas about it. Just snow and ice. Wow. Get out of here with that.
Nope.
Okay, well here's one. Harry Potter.
God. Which one?
The original.
The original.
The first one.
The first one.
No.
I'm going to file that under no.
Okay. Okay. No.
Has Christmassy undertones.
Huh? There's a lot of things on the list I just said had Christmassy undertones. Don't mean it's a Christmas movie.
No, but like you know when you watch a movie, you're just like, nah, this is a movie. But then you watch like you watch something and you're just like, this feels like a particular feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching Harry Potter, the first one. I feel like it's, you know, I'm already like November, December. You know, like it has that type of
Christmas. Yeah, exactly. Vibe. Yep. Yep.
Once again, it's half a Christmas movie.
It is. It's half a Christmas movie. But again, it's like
fucking cop out.
You know what? A movie that gives you Christmas like things, but it's like one part of the movie, and okay, you're like, okay, watching the rest of the movie doesn't make me feel like this is a Christmas movie.
What about this one? It's more recent, but Shazam.
Fall down the stairs.
You mean the one with Zachary Lee, Levy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought he said Kazam.
Oh, because you're on fucking drum. What's in that cup? What's in that cup? Oh,
is Shazam a Christmas movie?
Once again.
Is it done on Christmas Eve or Christmas?
Yes.
Awesome. Really?
Yeah. It's another one. You see, here's the thing. It doesn't feel like Christmas. It's just snow, and then the one thing about the Christmas tree.
Literally, they fought where like a whole bunch of.
You know what? Yeah.
Oh shit! Oh man, that's the truth.
But they did have like a whole Christmas thing in
that
there.
Whole
right?
thing, that whole thing was Christmas time. That was
That
was a Christmas movie. I'll call it a Christmas movie. I'll call it a Christmas movie.
Fuck that. When did Billy start his shit? And then when did he get his powers? And then if it takes time, if I gotta fucking get into a fucking DeLorean and go 88 miles per hour to get to the fucking other side of the movie just to see that it's Christmas, it's not a Christmas movie. Fuck out of here.
You saying Shazam is not a Christmas movie?
No.
Why?
It's just got Christmas in it.
You know what? Christmas is also towards the end of that because he had the powers for a while.
That's what I'm saying. He
was learning.
Still.
It was like summertime in the beginning.
No, was it? There was no summer. Like, they were in hoodies. No, there was no summer in that fucking shit. They all look like they were, nah, bro. They had hoodies and mittens and all this other shit. That shit was fucking December, cold, Christmas time. Nah, bro. Summer
my ass. Nah, fuck that.
Liam says there was six frames of Christmas. Six frames of the movie is Christmas.
Still.
Because the reason why I keep fighting it, and it sounds like I'm a naysayer, but the reason why I keep fighting it, no, because keep it real. If you want to be like this, then you could say every motherfucking movie that had Christmas is a fucking Christmas movie.
If I mean, he got a point.
Yeah,
where's the fucking line though?
That movie actually did have like a whole bunch of Christmas shit in it.
At the end.
No, but if you think about it, hold up. If you think about it, let's take something that is literally like Christmas incarnate, which is Die Hard.
Right on.
Everything about it is Christmas, even though it's so much violence. Everything about it is Christmas.
What are you talking about? Christmas is violent.
I mean, yeah, when people don't get the shit that they want to buy for the kids, they'll kill you for it.
You go to a fucking Christmas party, you chilling, motherfuckers at the table, you won't be the best. You can candy.
Liam says Inception has snow. Christmas.
See?
He gets it.
That was not Christmas in that fucking movie.
Oh, no shit, that's the point he's trying to make.
Bro, they literally were fucking, that shit was literally around Christmas. I ain't gonna try and fall.
It's not like Jingle All the Way, where the main focus was Christmas. Oh, I let him down. Well, you can get this nigga this shit for Christmas.
Yeah, that but the Christmas was wasn't the focus. It was the, well, actually, technically, it was the focus. If you want to be technical.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole thing about it is fucking family, right? Correct. Nigga was abandoned, had another family. Got a family? Christmas.
Shut the fuck up.
Django Unchained. Christmas. I love this dude. Oh my god. Oh shit. Wait.
Shut your ass up.
Empire Strikes Back. Christmas. Oh god. Oh man.
He's right. That Death Star blowing up, that was
which movie?
First one. Oh shit, that's funny. I am dying.
That's like every movie that has
Shazam was not a Christmas movie.
Not at all.
I'll say it.
I say it is.
I'll say I'll say it is. And nickname, what about you? Did you say you gotta watch it again? Black Caesar?
The first three X-Men movies because Iceman was in it. Christmas. Four.
Oh, that's a good question.
At the end,
I'd
have to.
We didn't know it was Christmas until the end.
I'd have to say the same thing. No, yeah,
it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
what it was? What movie is not a Christmas movie? Christmas.
I know what movie is. End of the movie. I know what show is a Christmas show. Hawkeye is a Christmas show.
It's a Christmas show, yeah. But we're not counting shows. We're counting movies right now. Yeah.
But he is right.
It's wait. Is that most of the film is not.
We don't know that. We don't know it. We only
and then he said there was snow. There was snow.
Now when they were fighting on this.
wait. No, he's making fun of it. He's making fun of it. Never mind.
let's see. The movie Just Friends.
It is considered a Christmas movie because it's being done during Christmas Eve. Right. Like the day before Christmas Eve, and then Christmas. So yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
That's a Christmas movie. And I agree with that because the main focus was that.
Where Ryan Reynolds was fat?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Hell yeah, that's a Christmas movie.
Okay. All right. Okay, The Preacher's Wife. Is that a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Sadly, yeah.
All right, I think that is my list.
So. Anybody got anything else?
Outta Pappy.
And I swear.
Anybody got any more dupes? Is The Godfather Christmas?
No. Get the fuck off. Hang up kill the screen right now. Wait.
Oh shit. Oh god.
I have a trailer of a movie.
Uh-oh.
That I found. And I guess we can put it up on the list of worst Christmas movies. It looks terrible. And the name of it is called A Karate Christmas Miracle. And Sir Wednesday will definitely fucking hate this.
Oh shit.
Put it on. I want to say how much let the hate flow through me. The hate flow through me.
Oh my god.
I'm working on my 12 Days of Christmas list. Last year, Dad told me that if I did everything on the list, I could have whatever I wanted for Christmas.
I love Godfather Liam. What I want
for Christmas is for Dad to come home.
Well, as you know, he just started, and he's a yellow belt. That man is a quick study. The kid is tough.
He got that from his father. The physical toughness.
Yeah, I have to earn my black belts by Christmas. And I have to teach myself.
What? Jesse, a black belt by Christmas? And he thinks if he gets a black belt, it'll bring his dad back?
I just saw that. I'm telling you, he's alive. I need to get that black belt.
You know.
What? Because I'm having nightmares? Yeah. Yeah, and your kid's having nightmares too. Did you know that?
What the fuck is this?
Well, I want these.
He sees your husband. Your husband is not daddy. He's gone and disappeared.
Getting a black belt is not going to bring back daddy. These are just dreams you're having.
What the fuck?
Maybe Bob is just trying to reach you and Jesse from some other world or something.
You saw Bob here? At your college?
Yeah. This is definitely, definitely the place.
Mom, I have a message for you.
I need you to tell me if my husband is alive or dead.
Dad will be coming home soon, where I prove that I earned my black belt.
What is he looking over there? His mother's dead.
What the fuck?
What? That can't be. He disappeared with Lena like seconds after the shooting. That sounded like Bob's voice.
He's stronger than all of us put together.
Do you think he's alive?
Some of the best, worst acting I've ever seen in my motherfucking life, and fuck that nigga.
Karate Kid about to start shaking. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I can't.
So, apparently, while I was reading about this film, the director apparently had some, like, B-roll shots of Eric Roberts in, like, a project he was working on. And he ended up just taking those and them in this film. So, he's, like, not part of the film, but he's part of the film.
My nigga, is he ever part of the film? The answer is no.
Huh? A budget of $20.
Wait. There's a movie.
It like it was filmed like a camcorder.
I got a question. Here's a question.
Go for it.
Was Child's Play a Christmas movie?
Hang yourself.
The first one,
yeah. Child's Play.
No, the first one I would count as a Christmas movie.
Okay. First one.
And the reboot. They're both Christmas.
I haven't seen the reboot.
Have no intentions to.
And the show.
The show, I heard, was amazing. The
show, yeah, I gotta see that still. Still gotta check that.
Oh, yes. Child's Play is a Christmas movie, I guess.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. And Die Hard 2 as well.
That's true.
Oh, that lame ass movie.
That was going to be on the Colonel boat, but then Under Siege came out, and they're like, we can't do that. Let's go.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother lover.
Too funny.
Oh, my God.
So thank you, Channel 11, for your nonsense.
Truly.
It was the movie Action Hour.
You know it. I miss those, man.
Same here.
True. I'm sick and tired of monkey fighting snakes on this Monday through
monkey
Friday.
Monkey fighting friends. Oh, my God. It's funny because what's his name? The Angry Video Game Nerd. He does a whole segment talking about those and how great they were.
PG action film. Yeah.
Facts, man. Good times.
Great times.
Sucks we don't have good TV anymore.
We really don't. Yeah.
You really don't. Oh, the mean one? Oh, are you talking about the horror movie Grinch? The horror Grinch movie?
Oh, yeah. The mean one? That's what I call it when I take a real good shit. I'll be back. I gotta go take a mean one.
Oh my God. All right. I think it's time to call it quits for the night.
Too much holiday cheer.
Oh my God. So Wednesday, do your thing, chicken wing.
Yes, and if you love holiday cheer, and we know you do, feel free to no, for real. If you love the content we provide you, and we know you do, feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff to True Story Bro. Many imitators, but only one True Story Bro. No, I'm lying. There's like nine, but we're the real motherfuckers.
Follow That's why it says that. Official True Story Bro.
That is true. But on the YouTubes, it gets kind of murky. So just put a period at the end. So yeah, feel free to check us out on our IG at Official True Story Bro. Feel free to check us on our Twitter while it still remains intact until the end of the Twitter days. Official _ TSBP. Don't forget to check us out on the Twitch whenever we decide to get on the video game channel. That's twitch.tv/officialtruestorybro. And don't forget to challenge, disgrace, flatter, challenge once again, and make fun of our boy here, Roundhouse, on Roundhouse's Twitch, twitch.tv/inroundhouse84, where he's accepting all challenges of any kind.
Oh, shit.
And don't forget to check out our boy Echo Negra, Crimson Adam, and the man has no nickname as they
call it. Oh my God.
Horror genre, one movie at a time. Check them out at Saturday Night Nightmare IG, and check them out on YouTube as well. And of course, like you heard it earlier, you're going to hear it again, but much, much better than what it was before. Go to www.drinkwildbills.com for any beverages that you enjoy, whether that's at a con or at home. You can enjoy them by going to that website and using our promo code TrueStoryBro. Beverages, mugs, cugs, thugs, rugs, all that stuff. Any hot sauces, they got them too. No bull, just Bills. And don't forget to go buy all of our faces at truestorybro.shop.
Need some water, bro?
I got this great candy. I got candy in my mouth. It's delicious.
Okay.
I was like, true story, delicious.
Shop. Oh, my God.
So do all that shit. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. Thanks for hanging out with us and talking about movies that we know are our freaking Christmas movies and Christmas movies that are just bullshit because they're not Christmas movies. Delicious.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm done.